Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
We are stepping into Psycho on Friday, and Julie called us up to tell us about swapping her boyfriend's computer out for one with some spyware on it.
I'm kind of seeing my ex-boyfriend. We're kind of on in a limbo area right now. Mm-hmm. So I think that alone is making me a little on edge. Why don't I go and buy the same exact laptop that my boyfriend or whatever ex-boyfriend got?
Mm-hmm.
Because my brother has the idea that he can install some kind of spy software.
Mm-hmm.
I can see exactly what my boyfriend is doing, like on email and Facebook and any IM that he gets.
Mm-mm. That was scarier than driving to Virginia.
Yeah, and hopefully more believable. Hey, Julie, welcome. Welcome to the show. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
So, how was your weekend?
It was fine. So, Saturday, my brother gave me the laptop that we had bought with the spyware on it, and I went over to my boyfriend's house. And while he was in the shower, I switched out our laptops. And
okay.
So I ran back into my car while he was in the shower and took his laptop and put it in my trunk. And when he got out, my laptop was in his house in the box that he had purchased his laptop in.
And this is the one that your brother had. So, okay, so you have
he
the,
put
your
spyware on my new laptop.
Right.
I bought the identical same one. I just watched, but he put his spyware on it.
Right.
And now that's the same one that my boyfriend bought, and it's in my boyfriend's house. And so now if he goes on it, email says anything, I'll receive an email on my email account that he's doing whatever, because that's the one with the spyware on it.
And he'll never be able to tell that this is happening.
No. No. Wow. Especially since he hadn't even opened the laptop, so he doesn't even know what it looks like, you know.
You know what? I can't believe, and maybe we did ask this and I missed it, but how much did you spend on the laptop when you went
out?
Well,
technically I needed a new laptop anyway, but about, like, after all the taxes and everything, like $900.
So you spent $900 to spy on your boyfriend.
Wow.
Well,
she needed the computer anyway.
Oh, okay.
I needed it anyway. I mean, I had been just using this dumb, like, desktop one, and I always wanted a laptop. So,
okay.
Whatever. It's fine. It didn't break my bank,
you
know?
So now you go over to his house. He goes into the shower. You take his laptop out of the box, put your laptop in there, run yours out, his original one out to the car. That's the one you're going to use and keep, and then he's going to rock and roll. And now has he set it up yet?
I don't think he has, because I know he was busy all day Sunday, and I've been sitting by my email, like, checking it every 20 minutes, I haven't gotten it.
But then
you get an email alert saying spyware has detected, you know, so-and-so's, whatever. I don't know what the email says verbatim, but you get an email and
got it.
I haven't received any notification saying that, you know, he's up to something.
But if your boyfriend hasn't set up his computer yet, he's going to have a set up one in the box. Wouldn't that look a little odd?
I didn't understand that. What?
You said your boyfriend hasn't set up his computer, but the one that you put in the box was set up already. Wouldn't that look a little odd when he pulled his new laptop out of the box and it's already set up?
It's already been charged, like the battery's been charged.
Well, I think, I don't know, because maybe, well, my brother handled that, so he's really good at, like, computers and stuff, so I'm really not sure.
I don't know if I would catch that. I don't know if I would catch that. The
also,
only other thing...
He might have bought a model that, like, the store might have opened it and said, oh, this is how you do it. Like, they might have tested it and opened it for him. I don't know.
You should definitely follow up with your brother.
I'm not worried about that. I'm just, like, on pins and needles, like, waiting for my email.
Well, the only other thing is I was thinking if he did any sort of product registration, like, if he has to go in and... Put in like the, you know, it's not a VIN number because that's on an automobile.
No, but like sometimes you have to type in username and organization name and all that stuff.
Right.
Like what if he typed it in and let's say your boyfriend's name is Matt, but he used Matthew, but like for whatever reason, whenever I register for something, I use Jeffrey.
But if he knows how to put in spyware, I'm sure he can figure out how to get around all that.
My brother's kind of a nerd.
I wonder if he can figure out how to tell if that girl who went to Virginia is lying.
Oh, I can tell you that.
Hey, so listen, you're going to...
No spyware needed.
Yeah, no spyware needed on that one.
We have all of your information, Julie, so we're going to... Tracy's going to follow up with you every couple days about the emails that you get or the spyware or whatever. And just keep us posted as to anything that comes in and what it says. We would love to follow along.
Okay, cool.
Sound cool?
That sounds good.
All right. Thanks for being on hold so long. We had no idea that the Virginia story was going to go to crap like that.
It was interesting.
Yeah. All right. Just to let you know, I've had my email up and I haven't received a picture yet. Just letting you know.
Get it. The Bird Show.